I need to be reminded where we've got to in the princess story. My darling, I have to be reminded because we're going down the hill on our way to school, but I need to know where we got to. She got fed up of black squid ink. Yes. And did she finish the meal of the squid?
Yeah. And she loved it.
And what else happened? So the princess is coming back to life. She's getting energy. She's getting food. They're bringing her fish. And they brought her a squid, didn't they? Yeah, I remember that part.
No, they didn't bring her fish. It's squid.
Oh, squid, yes. They took out all the ink and they gave her that in a huge glass,
yes,
didn't they, to drink?
Drink it.
Right. But she liked grilled squid, didn't she? With a little bit of garlic, I think.
Yeah.
But then what happened when she was completely fed and she was feeling much better?
I don't know. You didn't tell me that.
Well, that's what I'm going to tell you right now. Because as soon as the princess had been well fed on what she decided was going to be her favourite food in future, she was actually ready to speak. But she had a problem. She did not trust the prince who had given her the food. He, like many, many people, was good at giving food, but could she trust him to keep his mouth shut? Could she trust him by telling him the story of who she really was? Would you trust him?
I think so, but you would have to say if first.
If.
Yeah, if, just to see if he would. If she was the princess. If she was the old princess who ran away. What would you send me away?
How could, this was her problem, how could she decide whether he could be trusted or not? She came up with a plan. She decided she was going to tell him a lie. She decided she was going to tell him a lie, but tell him it was the truth and see if he would tell anybody else. And that would be the test. So when she was sitting there having...
What would say that there would be a secret?
Exactly. Yes. What would you do? How would you put it if you were going to say it to him? Okay, I'll tell you what she did though. I can only tell you what she did. She said to him, I've got a secret I want to tell you. Something that is so important that nobody else in the whole kingdom here must be told it. Can I trust you to tell you what the secret is? And of course the prince said, yes, of course you can trust me, of course. And he sent everybody out of the room. He sent away all his soldiers and there were only the two of them left in the room. And the princess looked at him straight, excuse me, straight into the eye. She eyeballed him. So he couldn't look any way except into her eyes. And she said, I'm going to tell you a secret which is dangerous for anybody to know except me. But because you've been so good at feeding me and looking after me, I've decided to trust you with my life. Promise me, put your hand here on this book. And she pulled a book across from the... said, on this book I want you to swear that you will never ever tell anybody this secret. And he said, I swear. She said, I am a bomb. What? His eyes opened. What do you mean you're a bomb? I explode, she said. I have come here to blow up the island. What? Yes, I've come here to blow up the island with fun. I'm going to explode and everybody on this island is going to be laughing and joking and smiling and there'll be yoga laughter coming out of every single house on the entire island, she said. Will you keep that a secret? The prince swallowed. In fact, he swallowed 4 times. He had never been so shocked in his life. What on earth did this very strange creature mean by saying she was going to explode everybody into laughter? She was going to transform life on the island. Nothing was going to be the same again. Everybody's life was going to be changed. And change was not very easy. Nobody liked change. Everybody on the island knew that change was difficult. And this girl was threatening to change the life of everybody on the island. He was in a real dilemma. He thought to himself, what am I going to do? I have to tell somebody. I just have to run off and tell the king and queen that we are about to be bombed. Do you think he did that?
No.
Do you think he ran straight out of the room? And you're right. You're absolutely right. He did not. He thought of doing it, I have to admit. He did actually think that maybe he would run out because everybody would be his friend if he told them the secret, because they would then know that this little girl was going to set a bomb under their life. I don't know if they would like having a bomb set under their life, but most people don't like a bomb being set under their life, do they? Would you like a bomb set under your life if it was going to explode in fun?
Yes.
Yeah, but you see, you might be different. But I can tell you something. The prince knew that the people on this island were not ready for fun. They didn't even, none of them could even remember what fun was like. They had been so miserable for so long that they had got used to it and they regarded misery as normal. The princess watched him. She watched his body. She watched his eyes and the way they flickered. She watched the corner of his mouth. She watched his nose to see which way it was pointing. She watched his toes, his feet, his legs, his arms, his whole body. She noticed all of his body language. And she watched as he struggled to decide what he was going to do. And she enjoyed it. She enjoyed that she had thought up such an incredible secret, because the secret was actually true, wasn't it? Well, there was a way in which this little princess might, we'll have to see what happens next, but she might have actually been a fun bomb. But anyway, the prince had difficulties, but he didn't leave the room. He stayed there. He turned to her and he said, I don't understand you. You're completely different from every other person I've ever met in my life. And I thought I had met all the people in the universe. I thought I knew everybody in the whole world. Because I'm a prince. I thought that there wasn't a single kind of person who I'd never met. But look, you're here. And you're different. And you've told me a secret that is the strangest secret I've ever heard. And is the most dangerous secret the people on this island could ever have heard. Because we are used to being sad. I can tell you it's true for me too. I've been sad and miserable for a very long time. I've been struggling to keep my chin up, but so is everybody else. So we go around with our chins down. And we're going through the tunnel. Do you want to say something underneath the River Lee in Cork? It'll be over in a minute. The tunnel will be finished and then we can carry on with the story. Going underneath the river reminds me that we haven't a clue what the worm was doing at the same time, do we?
Yeah.
We don't know where the worm is.
Where is he?
We've forgotten.
Did he make friends with the sharks that ran away when he carried on the princess to Princess Island?
What did you say? Did the worm make friends with who?
With the sharks.
Was the worm back swimming in the sea with the other sharks, dressed up as a shark, having shark fun? Well, we'll have to find out. But I tell you what, the worm was able to hear everything that was going on between the princess and the prince. Anyway, the prince was becoming different all the time. He was completely different from any prince that the princess had seen on the island before she left the island. He was becoming rather sweet. And she was starting to like him. She was also starting to trust him. And she thought, if he can be trusted with as strange a secret as that, maybe I can trust him by telling him who I really am. And in the next chapter of The Princess from Princess Island, we'll find out what happened when the princess told the story. What? Yeah, but I tell you what, the chapter is finished. We've reached the end of the chapter.
No, please,
I promise I'll tell you more next time.